Hard to believe that song turned 50 this year. Wow. And their debut song, Head East and Never Been Any Reason. All right here on WONY Oneonta, Red Dragon Radio. You know, last week I talked about when I went to a concert and it was Hootie and the Blowfish. And I was looking so forward to seeing them. And that's when they switched their musical format to country. And I mentioned that I'm not a big fan of country. Although I forgot about this song that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers did. It's called The Damage You've Done. And they did it originally, but then they did a country version. And I don't know. I just like the song. It's fun. I hope you like it, too.
Covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel and had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Arriva, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Johnny Cash on Rewind Cafe here on Red Dragon Radio, 90.9 FM, WONY. Hell yeah, he's been everywhere. Got to say happy birthday to a guy that's turning 92, and he's still touring. I mean, how the heck does he do it? Let's see here. Got to cue him up before I play him, don't I? Yes, okay. Willie Nelson, 92 today. Could it be all the ganja that he smokes? Maybe.
One, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Making music with my friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
McCartney and Wings from the Born Band on the Run LP. Helen Wheels here at 90.9 FM, WONY. Well, taking a quick look at the weather, it is currently 79 degrees. Now they're just saying thunderstorms are possible after 8 p.m. So it looks like any kind of threat of severe weather has passed us by, thankfully. Right now, let's go back to the disco era. Britain, that is Chumbawamba. I love that name. That is their biggest hit, Tub Thumping, from 1997. It's a group that formed back in 1982, and they lasted until 2012, and their biggest hit. Right here on the Rewind Cafe on WONY 90.9 FM. Hope you're having a good afternoon. I just learned something new. It's always exciting to learn something new, especially when it comes to music. And I guess it was about almost 2 weeks ago, The Who, the rock group, they were in the news. They fired their drummer, and the original drummer, he passed away in 78. But then the drummer that they fired was Zach Starkey. Now, you might know his father, Richard, who's better known as Ringo Starr. But I had no idea that he was the drummer with The Who for the past 30 years. So he got fired like on a Wednesday or a Thursday. And then over the weekend, the following weekend, like a couple of days later, like, no, he's not really fired. He's back with us. Oh, well, good for him. Back together again. Here's The Who now, Squeezebox, 90.9 FM. Well, congratulations to Joe Cocker. Finally made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Carry On. That is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on the Rewind Cafe. Johnny G along with you. And that's one of the many artists or groups that performed at Woodstock back in 1969. Another group that performed there, and this guy is still performing, 77 years old. And before Woodstock, he was based in San Francisco, and not many people outside of San Francisco knew him, but they knew him after he performed at Woodstock. And I think it was like either last week or 2 weeks ago, he was getting ready for a concert, and they were doing a sound check. He collapsed on stage. Turns out he's got COVID, so hopefully he's feeling a little bit better. But the guy I'm talking about is Santana. Steve Miller Band here at 90.9 FM and Swingtown. Johnny G along with you till 2 o'clock, and then Lucas will be stepping in and taking over the controls. So last December, Rolling Stone magazine put out a list of, well, actually, it was more than a decade old, I believe, the 100 greatest guitarists. And on that list was Joan Jett. I think she came in, I don't know, around 73rd. But not on that list, and it upset him greatly, was Ted Nugent, you know, the cat scratch fever guy. So they asked him about, you know, not being on the list. And he basically said, you have to have you-know-what for brains in order to put her on that list. So what did Joan Jett say? Well, that's just typical. It's what I've dealt with my whole life being written off. Ted Nugent has to live with being Ted Nugent. He has to be in that body. So for him, that's punishment enough. This is Joan Jett covering Sly and the Family Stone. Everyday People, 90.9 FM.
Difference what you find in.
90.9 FM with Tom Petty. Johnny G, along with you, Lucas is stepping into the booth next. And what do you got planned for today?
Some nostalgic throwbacks, 2010s.
I'm trying to think of where was I in 2010. I can't remember. But last week you did tunes from Broadway shows.
I did, yeah. It went really well. It was super fun. I've been wanting to do that for a while. I just never got the chance, but it felt right since the show, the funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, was playing in the Goodrich Theater that was being performed last weekend. So that was really good, and it kind of felt right that I should.
Did you go to that?
I did. I actually was backstage for it. I wish I was on the stage for it, but I did a show back in February, so I would have missed all the rehearsals. But it was really good, and I'm happy I helped out with it, so yeah.
And you've been to some Broadway shows?
I actually have never seen a show on Broadway, but I have seen the touring cast will come through Rochester a lot.
Okay.
So I'll see a lot of those shows.
That's what my wife and I have done. Proctor's in Schenectady?
Yeah, Proctor's.
Have you been there?
I haven't. I usually see most of those shows at the Rochester Broadway Theater League, the RBTL Auditorium Theater in downtown Rochester.
If you ever get a chance, it's a beautiful theater. We've seen Lion King, Wicked, Jersey Boys, Hamilton, which I hated. Just absolutely hated it. Did you get to see Hamilton?
I did. I did get to see the touring cast. I really enjoyed it because I really liked Hamilton, but it was very long. It was definitely long, but it was very good. I enjoyed it.
No, I mean, the acting was superb and the singing and everything, but I'm trying to, like, make do of the song and what they're saying, and by the time I figured it out, I missed the next part.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen, at RBTL, I've seen, I saw Dear Evan Hansen, I saw Six, saw Lion King.
That was a good one, Evan Hansen. Right?
Yeah. I did see Hamilton.
Did you see Waitress?
No, I didn't. I got to see Mean Girls, though. That one was really good.
Is that Tina Fey?
Tina Fey.
We saw Waitress at Proctor's, and are you familiar with the story?
I actually haven't seen Waitress, so...
It has to do with domestic violence.
Okay.
And the guy played that part so well that at the end when they came out for the bows, he got booed. And he mouthed, "I'm sorry," but, I mean, that's how good he was.
Yeah.
And I guess my favorite one had to be the Jersey Boys. I don't know, I just like that kind of music. Probably didn't see that, though, did you?
No.
Yeah, so... All right, well, I'm out of here, so you can take over. And I don't know what's up with this seat because I feel like I'm in a bar stool. I can't get it to go up or down. So I hope you have better luck than I do.
I'm sure I can figure it out.
All right. I'm going to leave you with the Allman Brothers, and I'm hoping when I walk outside, it's still blue skies. See you next week.